What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is creating a positive mindset. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
Okay, so I did this post on Instagram the other day, and it had just occurred to me. I've been going through a lot of things in my life. You probably haven't seen a couple podcasts lately, and that's just because a lot of drama has been going on. We've had deaths in the family. We've had a lot of things happening all at the same time. So, you know, we're in October. October has been a crazy, crazy month, not to mention I have also been doing events and speaking at events and that kind of thing. So through that whole time, there's been a lot of drama. There's been a lot of things that have happened, and this whole idea of creating a positive mindset, I put this post, it occurred to me that there's really three ways to create a positive mindset. And many people do none of them, and some people do one of them. But I want to help you on this podcast and invite you to try all three. Because the truth is, life is lifing along, life is happening, and you can either have life happening for you or to you. And I propose that you look at life in such a way that it is happening for you. Because when you look at it like that, you start to feel empowered. You start to feel good. You start to feel excited about what's coming up. And I want to show you from this post, because I noticed that it got so much engagement, right? Like, a lot of people were like, oh my God, I need to hear this right now. And whenever you guys speak to me in that way, I always know that, hey, this should be something that I share at a higher level. So without further ado, I want to give you three strategies for creating a positive mindset, because I know that some of you have amazing skills. Some of you have amazing talent, and you never really get to tap fully into that. You don't really get to utilize all the talent that you have. You never get to fulfill that potential that you have. And let's face it, you already know that that comes down to your mindset. You could have amazing skills, you could have amazing talent, but if what's going on in between your ears is not effective, you don't even get to use those skills. It's like having a Ferrari in the garage without having the keys, or having a Bentley in the garage without having the keys. It looks nice sitting there, but you don't ever get to cash in on it. You don't ever get to enjoy it, okay? So the first thing that I noticed, that people who have a very positive mindset, the first thing I want you to understand is that they create it. It's not some people just some people are positive. That's from habit. It's been created. They know how to create the circumstances, how to create the mindset to be positive. We all have, bad thoughts. We all have scary thoughts. We all think about doubt and those kinds of things. And what I want you to know is you can stop those thoughts dead in their tracks, because I know that they make you, that they don't cause you to feel good, right? You don't feel good when you're having those kinds of thoughts. So the first thing that I noticed that people, the trap that they fall into is how they relate to their past. I think there's a saying out there that says, depression lives in the past, anxiety lives in the future, and peace lives in the moment. Right? So depression lives in the past, anxiety lives in the future, and peace lives in the moment. Well, that's kind of where this whole epiphany for me came from that I'm sharing with you today. And the first one is how you relate to the past. A lot of people have depression because of how they relate to the past. They're sad about the things that have happened. It's interesting that the human mind tends to remember the negative and distort the positive in the past. Tends to enhance the negative, or sometimes even totally distort the past in such a way that it is negative. Like, oh, poor me, I can't believe this happened to me. But if you look at some amazing people on this planet, Oprah, right? A lot of people who have gone on to do amazing things have had it a lot worse than you and I. Isn't that true? I mean, there's people who have gone through terrible upbringings and terrible circumstances that have gone on to be, Oprah is, one of, if not the leading leader in the personal development industry about how to change your life and all that kind of stuff. And what I've noticed, and something I've taken from her and from a lot of my other mentors, is when you relate to the past, if you will just make a shift and take and have gratitude for the past, be grateful for everything that has happened, the good and the bad. It's not okay to just make things wrong and not acknowledge the good things. You ever do that? You ever have things in your life that you are so busy looking at what's wrong that you're not acknowledging what's right? And a lot of times you're taking circumstances and you're making them wrong. They were neutral or positive and you actually make them wrong. I've done this before. And what that will do is that will kill your mindset. You'll feel like life is happening to you, like it's not happening for you. I'll give you an example. A lot of you know, I've told the story about how I died when I was 8 years old. When I say that, people are like, oh my God, you died. Yes, I died. I was 8 years old riding my bike. I got hit by a drunk driver and I was killed. And I came back to life, went into a coma and ended up luckily came out of the coma. And what was interesting was didn't break a bone, did get a concussion and all that kind of stuff, right? So, but when I woke up, what a lot of people don't know, and I don't tell this part of the story, is half my face was gone. I mean, I was an 8-year-old kid who went 25 feet up in the air after getting hit by a car and came down on the gravel in Southern California, right on the gravel, right? And half my face was gone. But when I woke up out of the coma, I had a little tiny scab on my cheek. I was fine. Like when I woke up, I was looking at everybody like, why are you doing this to me? Like, why are you looking at me like that? I'm fine. Why are you guys are acting all crazy? And I tell you that story because of this. That seems like a devastating, devastating moment, especially for my parents, especially for my mother, especially if you've heard me tell the story. It had to be one of the roughest experiences for my mom. But for me, I would not be who I am. I would not be on this podcast right now talking to you. I don't believe that I would have played professional baseball. I don't believe I would have played professional music if I hadn't been hit by that car. I a lot of times want to go back to that drunk driver and say, I know that you probably, it wears on your heart and I know you feel bad about it, but I want you to know that everything happens for a reason. And my life was amazing because of that awakening at 8 years old. And I want to thank you. See, I can look back at the past and go, oh, poor me. I could have went through my whole life being scared to go out in the street, to go scared across the road, scared to drive a car, right? Like that could have had a lot of effects on me. Yet I look at it as literally, I am grateful and that is the best day that has ever happened to me in my entire life. And as a result of me creating that gratitude for the past, I am empowered. I'm actually able to perform at a higher level for you. And I'll give you another example. Like, I'm able to step on stage and speak and inspire and instruct and impact. I'm able to do those things, and it's a talent of mine. I do not think I would be able to do that if I hadn't been hit by that car. Dying just gives you a different perspective on life, and I would never have that perspective if that hadn't happened. I'm grateful for it, and because I'm grateful for it, I am able to be a lot more powerful in my day-to-day life, okay? So changing how you relate to the past and being grateful for it rather than looking at the things that you didn't like and even taking the things that you didn't like and being grateful for those too. The second thing is being able to live in the moment. Living in the moment, all that has ever existed and all that will ever exist is right now. The past is gone. Oh, you see, got my phone going off over here in the middle of these... I'm in the middle of coaching calls today, so I wanted to take this time, and I had this epiphany for you guys. So I've got coaching clients text messaging me. The ability to live in the moment, all that has ever existed is the moment. The past, it's not even real. It's gone. It's not even here anymore. The future is not even here yet. It does not exist. All that exists is right now. And when you can exist in this moment, you find peace. When you can exist in this moment, that's when you get into the zone, right? When you hear about athletes, Olympians getting into the zone, they get into the flow, that zone where everything just seems to work. That is the result of focusing entirely on the moment. They're not worried about the past. They're not worried about the future. They're worried about right now. And when you can get into that gap, into that space of living in the now and focusing on the now, oh, your results go through the roof. When you're on a sales presentation, you can focus on them right now. Results go through the roof. When you are focusing on like, what do I have to do right now? I'm in this workout. I'm in the workout right now. I'm not thinking about what's going to happen throughout the day. I'm not thinking about last night. I'm thinking about right now. You will not only be more peaceful, you'll be a lot more powerful. So being able to live in the moment, moment by moment. Number three is your ability to create a compelling future. The ability to create a compelling future. A lot of people do something to the effect of this. I know what's going to happen, David. I'm going to go over there, they're going to get mad, and then we're going to get in an argument, and we're going to fight, and then I'm going to have to move out, and if I move out, then I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be able to afford where I live, and if I can't afford where I live, I'm not going to be able to eat anything, and if I can't eat and live anywhere, I'm going to die. And we create this whole future about, like, I am going to die. I'm 6 steps into the future, I'm going to die, it's going to be bad. As opposed to creating a compelling future, and just ask yourself this, what if, or what would it be like? That's the question I'd like you to ask yourself. What would it be like? What would it be like if I actually went all in on the activities I know I need to do and I blew up? What if I took my goal for my income goal, and what if that I made so much money that that was my taxes I had to pay? What would it be like if I 10x'd my income and added a zero to the end of my income? I wanted to make 100 grand. What would it be like if I made a million? What would I do with $1 million? You know, secretly, a lot of people don't know this about me. My family does. I secretly go play the lottery, like, every week. Not because I think I'm going to win, but here's the exercise I'd like you to do about creating a compelling future for yourself. I'd like you to entertain that and say, you know, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket for $1, and then I'm going to imagine what I would do if I won. What would I do if I won? Oh my God, can you imagine? Like, I would buy this, I would go there. And I always have this thing, like, I would just show up to my brother's house with a Bentley. Or I would just be like, hey, let's go have lunch in France. When? Today. Let's go now. I already bought tickets. Right? I would do crazy things that would be so fun. Like, oh, and I'd write it out. And I want to challenge you to do this. Write it out. Like, that's my challenge for you on this coaching session. Write it out. What would you do if you won the lottery? And then I want you to write down this question. Which one of these could I do if I really focused? Which one of these could I do over the next 12 months if I really focused? Which one of these could I do if I created gratitude for the past, if I started living in the moment and creating that compelling future and going after that constantly? You learn how to do those three things and your mindset will be on fire all the time. Gratitude for the past, live in the moment, and create a compelling future. You do those three things. And they're skills. You can do that at any time. Everybody listening to this podcast right now can do this. This does not take any wizardry. You don't have to be able to be a magician to figure out how to create gratitude for the past. You could do that. You can create gratitude for the moment too. You could do that. I want you to learn to live in the moment though. And also learn how to create a compelling future for yourself, okay? So if you know somebody else who could use this message, I would love it if you shared it with them. If you haven't subscribed or follow me on Facebook or Instagram or any of that stuff, I would love it if you come and said hi. Until next time, go out there, use this exercise, and practice these skills all day long. Gratitude for the past, live in the moment, create a compelling future, and go out there every single day of your life and relentlessly and fearlessly go find a way to win. Talk to you next time.